Good morning. This morning, we are going to look at a text that really, in some ways, turns what we believe to be true and what we were taught was true since we were little kids, kind of on its ear. Jesus comes out in a parable and talks about the workers that are hired in that vineyard. And in this parable, we find out how gracious the master is. And because the master of this vineyard represents God the Father, he is also gracious to us. And because of this, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also out into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they said unto him, Because no man hath hired us. And he saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but an hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden of the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto thee the last, even as unto thee. It is lawful for me to do what I will with mine. Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. Please be seated. Now, it's very interesting, as I was looking through this text and starting to think about it in the conversations that I've had in the past few weeks and months, Jesus describes the kingdom of God like a man who has a household or a vineyard. And he goes out into the marketplace where day laborers used to stand and hires them. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard. And so he goes out and he agrees with them for a wage. It's a penny a day or a denarius. But he goes out and he hires laborers. He goes out searching for those who will do work in his vineyard. And this is the thing, when I started looking at this, that we're called. We're the hired. We've agreed to a wage. And so we do the work that we are called to do. He went out again after the third hour of the day. This is basically a 12-hour day. And he sees others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "Go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." And he does this again about the sixth and the ninth hour. And then again at the 11th hour. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they said, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "Go into the vineyard too." Now all this is about doing what the master wants. We are all called to the master's vineyard. Now it doesn't list the job description of what these folks were doing. It says that they went out to work. And you see, Christianity is a call to serve. And that's the thing. And it's not for the reward's sake. These people weren't making a ton of money that he comes to. They were making barely enough to make by. Enough, basically, to buy bread for that day. Serving in the Lord's kingdom is a labor of love. It's what we do, it's because of who we are. It is not something done because we are going to get something out of it. Will we? Yes. But that's not the reason that we do it. We don't do it to get rich. We don't do it in order so people will look at us and say, "Oh, look what wonderful person they are." We do it because it's what we are called to do. We are to serve. We are to serve others. And at the end is really where the teaching comes in. And when the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And those hired about the 11th hour came, and each of them received a penny. Now he, the master of the vineyard, went out at the 11th hour. And most of the time, from what the research I was reading on, that people did this was to make sure that no one that was out in the square starved to death. It was almost like charity. Come work this last hour and I'll make sure that you have enough food to eat tonight. And so he gives them the same wage that he had agreed to pay those who were going to sweat for 12 hours. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a penny. Doesn't seem fair, does it? We don't much care for that. And they didn't either. They didn't like it at all. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last men only worked for an hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." Don't you realize what we've done? We've been working these big, long hours. We've sweated out there in your vineyard. We've done so much more than them. And you make them equal to us. They sound right, don't they? That's how most of us would look at it. Well, if you work longer and you work harder, you get more money. If you work longer and you work harder, you get more power. You get more recognition. You get to have your say. And that's the exact point. We're wrong. God doesn't work on that plane. He makes everyone equal. There is no difference. The amount of work that you do in the kingdom does not matter. What matters is that you're in the field, that the Master has called you. And He has called each and every one of us. He has called us to service. But the amount of time and the amount of things we do is not meritorious for us. What's meritorious is that the Master came to and called us, came and brought us into His vineyard. We've been taught since we were young that if you do this, you get this. Everything that we learn in this world is merit-based. You do something, you get rewarded for it. You do something bad, you may even be punished for it. But God works in a much different way. He makes these things equal. And it's very interesting because when you pull in from Philippians, Paul's words, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me." Paul knows that if he dies, it's much better, because then the work is over. But he also knows if he lives that there is fruitful labor for him to do. Hence, the only retirement plan in Christianity there is death. No matter how old you are, no matter what you think of, you have a job to do within Christianity. You are called to be a servant of Jesus Christ, to do the work of the body. But it doesn't matter if you work for 100 years or 10 minutes. If God has called you, the reward is the same. And we get upset about that. But God's answer to that is, "Friend, I did you no wrong. Did you not agree to a penny?" When we received Christ as our Savior, we knew what the reward was in the end: eternal life. And if we were truthfully brought to salvation, we also knew that we were going to suffer. Because actually, it's very plain within the Scripture that things were not going to be perfect for us as Christians. And that's what Paul says in the end of our Scripture reading: "For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had and now hear that I still have." Paul, engaged in the conflict, in the suffering. As much as I would like to say that being a Christian is easy, that's a lie. Being a Christian is a wonderful comfort. Being a Christian is full of promise. But being a Christian on this side is difficult. We are called to serve, and we also know that we are going to suffer. I wish it were different, but that's the truth of the matter. And it also doesn't seem fair. Well, how can the reward be the same for someone who has dedicated their life to serving and someone who just kind of works on the periphery? Did you not agree for the payment? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? This is our gracious God. You see, really none of us deserve the reward that we are going to receive. As a matter of fact, all of us deserve death. For we are all sinners. But God chose us and chose to send His Son to shed His blood upon the cross as payment for our sin, that we could receive this gift. We could know that we are going to receive our reward. Don't begrudge God's generosity. He's done this for us, and He's done this for all people. And we are all called into His service. Service. Not that we would get rich or be rewarded with position or those things, but service that other people would come to know the love of God through Jesus Christ. Through what we do, what we say, and how we love. So the last will be first and the first will be last. In a worldly sense, this text makes no sense. But this is God speaking to all of us, that we are to love, to serve, and to be laborers in His vineyard, knowing what we receive in the end is eternal reward. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You and we ask that You would indeed help us to be laborers in Your vineyard. That You would give us unction and power to go forth into Your world, into this world, Your vineyard. To do the work that You have called each and every one of us to do. And that, Father, we would not begrudge it. That we would happily go forth and do what You have called us to do. Father, continue to work in and through us as individuals, through us as a body. That, Father, Your gospel would be spread by our actions, by our love, and finally, Father, by our word. We ask, Father, that You would bless us as we leave here to be laborers in Your vineyard. In Jesus' name, amen. Raise your heads and your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.